Que ce soit très satisfaisant de s'en sortir individuellement. Parce qu'individuellement, si on voit que tous les êtres à côté de vous ne sont pas libérés, on ne peut pas dire qu'on est libéré soi-même. Je ne pense pas au salut individuel. Bon, enfin, sur les très égoïstes, bien sûr, on peut penser qu'on a réussi son coup. Et on peut ne pas avoir au-delà. Mais si on a des vues un petit peu plus larges, on ne sera pas contente simplement parce qu'on est une femme alibi, ou une femme qui réussit ceci ou cela, ou une femme qui a de l'argent, ou une femme qui a un certain pouvoir. On doit vouloir davantage quand ce sera un effet pour ses enfants, ses petits-enfants, pour ses amis, pour tout le monde.
C'est le résultat d'une histoire. Il n'y a pas un destin biologique, psychologique, qui définisse la femme en tant que telle. C'est une histoire qu'il a faite, d'abord l'histoire de la civilisation, qui aboutit à son statut actuel, et d'autre part, pour chaque femme particulière, c'est l'histoire de sa vie, en particulier c'est l'histoire de son enfance, qui la détermine comme femme, qui crée en elle quelque chose qui n'est pas du tout une donnée, une essence, qui crée en elle ce qu'on a appelé quelquefois l'éternel féminin, la féminité. Et plus les études psychologiques sur les enfants s'approfondissent, plus il est sensible, plus on voit avec évidence que vraiment le petit bébé féminin est fabriqué pour devenir une femme.
L'ouverture de possibilité est assez fondamentale. Je suis Marielle Franco, da Maré, mulher, negra, mãe, reivindicando sempre o lugar de favelado et agora assumindo essa cadeira de vereadora aqui na cidade do Rio de Janeiro.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence. Without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them. On the other hand, because of the way this society is organized, because of the violence that exists on the surface everywhere, you have to expect that there are going to be such explosions. You have to expect things like that as reactions. If you are a black person and live in the black community all your life and walk out on the street every day seeing white policemen surrounding you, when I was living in Los Angeles, for instance, long before the situation in LA ever occurred, I was constantly stopped. No, the police didn't know who I was, but I was a black woman. I had a natural, and they, I suppose, thought that I might be a, quote, militant. And when you live under a situation like that constantly, and then you ask me, you know, whether I approve of violence. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all. Whether I approve of guns. I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. Some very, very good friends of mine were killed by bombs, bombs that were planted by racists. I remember from the time I was very small, I remember the sounds of bombs exploding across the street, our house shaking. I remember my father having to have guns at his disposal at all times because of the fact that at any moment someone we might expect to be attacked. The man who was at that time in complete control of the city government, his name was Bull Connor, would often get on the radio and make statements like, niggas have moved into a white neighborhood, we better expect some bloodshed tonight. And sure enough, there would be bloodshed. After the four young girls one of them lived next door to me. I was very good friends with the sister of another one. My sister was very good friends with all three of them. My mother taught one of them in her class. My mother, in fact, when the bombing occurred, one of the mothers of one of the young girls called my mother and said, can you take me down to the church to pick up Carol? We heard about the bombing and I don't have my car. And they went down, and what did they find? They found limbs and heads strewn all over the place. And then after that, in my neighborhood, all of the men organize themselves into an armed patrol. They have to take their guns and patrol our communities every night.
Because for me, like the way I value a human being, there is many ways we can make a living, we can make a business, not to cause pain for someone else. Because in Congo is the poorest country, people have no food, people have no road, people have no any business, people have no electricity, people have no microwave, no refrigerator at all, maybe in the city. But it's a very rich country. We have everything the God created to help people. And I don't know why create the Congolese population to fighting for tribe issue. The issue we should fight in is against the poverty.
Nimwiza, nimwiza Yesu. Nimwiza, nimwiza Yesu. Nimwiza, nimwiza Yesu. Arera, arera Yesu. Arera, arera Yesu. Arera, arera Yesu. Arera, arera Yesu. Agira neza, nimwiza Yesu. Nimwiza, nimwiza Yesu. Nimwiza, hallelujah. Nimwiza Yesu. Nimwiza, nimwiza Yesu.
C'est le murmure de l'eau qui chante, c'est le murmure de l'eau qui boue, c'est le murmure de ta voix qui me remplit de joie, tralala. C'est le murmure de l'eau qui boue, c'est le murmure de l'eau qui chante, c'est le murmure de ta voix qui me remplit de joie.
But we can take it lower.
Die Einheit rund aller Werktätigen, dem Faschismus zurückzuwerfen. Mit dieser Zurückwerfung des Faschismus geht es darum, den Versklavten und Ausgebeuteten die Kraft und die Macht ihrer Organisation zu erhalten, da sogar ihr bedrohtes physisches Leben. Vor dieser zwingenden geschichtlichen Notwendigkeit müssen alle fesselnden und trennenden politischen, gewerkschaftlichen, religiösen und weltanschaulichen Einstellungen zurücktreten. Alle Bedrohten, alle Leidenschaften, leiden, denn alle bestrehen sehnsüchtig in die Einheit von gegen den Faschismus und seine Verabschieden in der Regierung. Die Selbstverhauptung der Erwerbstätigen gegen den Faschismus ist die nächste unerlässliche Voraussetzung für die Einheitsfront im Kampf gegen Krisen, imperialistische Kriege und ihre Ursache, die kapitalistische Produktionsweise. Die Auflehnung von Millionen werktätiger Männer und Frauen in Deutschland gegen Hunger, Entrechtung, faschistischen Mord und imperialistische Kriege ist ein Ausdruck der unzerstörbaren Schicksalsgemeinschaft der Schaffenden der ganzen Welt. Ich eröffne den Reichstag in Erfüllung meiner Pflicht als Alterspräsidentin und in der Hoffnung, trotz meiner jetzigen Invalidität das Pflichtüberleben als Alterspräsidentin im ersten Redekongress Deutschlands zu öffnen.
Ahora vamos a pasar al testimonio precisamente sobre la agresión sexual de los Sanfermines de Carlota Álvarez y Estela Grande.
Voy camino a casa. Estoy cansada.
Me levanto.
Y decido irme.
Me muevo camino sin intentar calle, pensar demasiado.
Sin miedo,
intento
pero
abrir
con
los
miedo.
Ojos.
Me
¿qué le ha pasado
en un
a mi
banco
cuerpo?
Donde hay un conocido.
Eso no me ha podido pasar.
Estoy cansada.
¿Por qué a mí?
Hablo
si
con
no he hecho
él
nada.
Y vienen tres más.
Me miro y
estoy
sigo estando aquí.
Y decido
¿realmente irme? Me ha pasado
se
esto?
Se lo digo e insisten en acompañarme.
¿Lo cuento? ¿Me creerán?
No quiero.
¿Dónde tengo que ir?
Que mi opinión no
¿a dónde
importa,
puedo ir?
Estoy cansada.
Nadie me
cansada
va a creer.
Cansada de vivir siempre
¿a quién
conmigo
se lo cuento? ¿Qué dirán?
Sin saberlo,
¿ha
ellas
sido
planeaban
culpa?
Violarme.
Claro que no.
Me besa.
Yo no quería.
Pero no quiero hacerlo.
Sabía que no tenía que haber salido esta noche.
Me cogen por los brazos
tenía que haber
y me meten en un callejón.
Tendría que haber
se me iré al cuerpo. El corazón me palpita fuerte.
Con esa gente.
Quiero gritar.
¿No eran mis amigos?
Quiero correr.
Confiaba
quiero no
en
estar
ellos
aquí.
No lo entiendo.
Está oscuro y tengo
podría
miedo.
Podría haber hecho algo más para
realmente
evitarlo.
Realmente tengo miedo.
Quizás ir a otro sitio.
Por favor, que me dejen aquí.
Tendría que haber gritado más o corrido.
Me rodean.
Tendría que haber
me quitan la ropa.
Resistencia.
Se quitan la
no,
ropa.
No, no podía.
Y me ponen a cuatro
ni siquiera
patas.
Me salía la voz.
Quiero irme.
Solo intentaba
tengo
respirar.
Miedo.
Quiero irme a casa.
Que pase
quiero
ya.
Quiero limpiarme.
Que
me
pase
doy asco.
Ya. Me ponen sus penas
es que
en la boca.
Lo ha visto,
no quiero
nadie
hacerlo.
Me ha ayudado.
Me penetran.
Tengo miedo.
Que pase ya.
Miedo de coger un
que
taxi.
Que pase ya.
De entrar en mi portal.
Eyaculan dentro de mí sin preservativo.
De andar por
que
la calle.
Que pase ya. Que pase
a lo que más
ya
miedo tengo es a darme
el tiempo
cuenta
no
de que
pasa
esto es real. Solo
me
quiero
siguen
llegar
penetrando.
A mi casa,
por
a
delante,
mi
por detrás, por todos lados.
Y si me quedo embarazada.
Se ríen. Me hacen
si
foto.
Me han contagiado alguna
me graban. Su poder es mi condena. No puedo soportarlo.
Esto no me lo enseñaron en el colegio.
Que
nadie
pase
me
ya
enseñó a reaccionar.
Se van.
¿Qué debería
no
hacer?
Sé cuánto tiempo ha pasado.
Nunca pensé que me fuese a pasar a mí.
Me quitan el móvil.
No son solo estadísticas.
Como si eso fuera relevante
es
para mí
real
ahora.
Ayuda. Necesito
me
ayuda.
Me pongo la ropa.
Favor.
No sé cómo
¿denuncio?
Lo hago.
¿Denuncio?
Mi cabeza
pero
da vuelta.
¿Necesitarán pruebas?
¿O no?
¿Qué más pruebas que
camino,
destrozarme la vida?
Pero no tengo fuerza.
Esto ni siquiera debería
ni
haberme pasado.
Las lágrimas brotan
todo
por mi mejilla sin poder controlarla.
No tengo ningún
tengo
golpe
frío, calor.
¿Cómo lo voy a probar?
Tiemblo.
Bueno,
no me controlo.
Si me vieran
me tumbo
ahora
en un banco.
Si me preguntaran,
me acurruco.
Si me dejaran contarlo, no necesitaría
que no haya pasado.
Que, por otra
que no haya
parte,
pasado.
Bueno, no sé.
Que no haya
quizás
pasado.
Da todo igual.
Resulta
se lo cuento a mamá
que
como
tu puta noche
llegue
de locura ha ha sido mi destrucción.
Pobre.
Tú follándola a una entre cuatro es destrozándola.
¿Cómo podrá ver a una hija así? Y tendrá aún más miedo. No puedo hacerle esto a mi madre. ¿A dónde voy? ¿Qué hago? Maldita sea. Ojalá lo supiera. Bueno, al final decido ir a la comisaría más cercana. Denuncio, pero en realidad no quiero que sea un hombre el que recoja mi testimonio. No quiero estar con ningún hombre. Quiero irme al hospital, pero no sé qué me van a hacer. Vuelvo a sentirme sucia, solo quiero limpiarme. Me tiembla el cuerpo, me da vergüenza. ¿Qué me preguntarán? ¿Y qué les contaré? ¿Y si de pronto no me salen las palabras? ¿Habrá mujeres? ¿Me examinarán? ¿Qué harán conmigo? Ojalá pudiera echar marcha atrás y no haber salido hoy. Y ojalá ellos nunca me hubiesen tocado.
This is the city where men are mended. I lie on a great anvil. The flat blue sky circle flew off like the hat of a doll when I fell out of the light. I entered the stomach of indifference, the wordless cupboard. The mother of pestles diminished me. I became a still pebble. The stones of the belly were peaceable, the headstone quiet, jostled by nothing. Only the mouth hole piped out, importunate cricket in a quarry of silences. The people of the city heard it. They hunted the stones, taciturn and separate, the mouth hole crying their locations. Drunk as a fetus, I suck at the paps of darkness. The food tubes embrace me, sponges kiss my lichens away. The jewel master drives his chisel to pry open one stone eye. This is the after hell. I see the light. A wind unstoppers the chamber of the ear, old worrier. Water mollifies the flint lip, and daylight lays its sameness on the wall. The grafters are cheerful, heating the pincers, hoisting the delicate hammers. A current agitates the wires, volt upon volt. Catgut stitches my fissures. A workman walks by carrying a pink torso. The storerooms are full of hearts. This is the city of spare parts. My swaddled legs and arms smell sweet as rubber. Here they can doctor heads or any limb. On Fridays, the little children come to trade their hooks for hands. Dead men leave eyes for others. Love is the uniform of my bald nurse. Love is the bone and sinew of my curse. The vase, reconstructed, houses the elusive rose. 10 fingers shape a bowl for shadows. My mendings itch. There is nothing to do. I shall be good as new.
In 1985, the Guerrilla Girls got the idea to put two posters up on the streets of New York about the state of women artists in the New York art world. And as I'm sure you know, it was not a pretty picture, but we had a new idea about how to construct political art, to twist an issue around and present it in a way that really hadn't been seen before. The Guerrilla Girls were born, an anonymous bunch of women artists who wear guerrilla masks in public and take the names of dead women artists as pseudonyms. And over the years, many women have been members, over 50, some for a few months, and some, like us, for decades.
We didn't really realize that our work would cause all hell to break loose. I mean, who knew it would cause a major crisis of conscience about diversity in the art world? And at the time, that was a subject that museums, collectors, critics had really ignored and actually denied for a long time. And we're so happy now, 27 years later, that it's a no-brainer. You cannot tell the story of a culture without including all the voices of the culture in that story.
Wangari Maathai, the Nobel Prize winner from Kenya, who has planted 30 million trees, and by doing so, she has changed the soil, the weather, and in some places in Africa, and of course, the economic conditions in many villages. And Somali Mam, a Cambodian activist who fights passionately against child prostitution. When she was 14 years old, her grandfather sold her to a brothel. She told us of little girls raped by men who believe that having sex with a very young virgin will cure them from AIDS. And of brothels where children are forced to receive 15 clients per day, and if they rebel, they are tortured with electricity. Mapendo in Swahili means great love. The protagonists of my books are strong and passionate women like Rose Mapendo. I don't make them up. There's no need for that. I look around and I see them everywhere. I have worked with women and for women all my life. I know them well. Feminism is dated? Yes, for privileged women like my daughter and all of us here today, but not for most of our sisters in the rest of the world, who are still forced into premature marriage, prostitution, forced labor. They have children that they don't want or they cannot feed. They have no control over their bodies or their lives. They have no education and no freedom. They are raped, beaten up, and sometimes killed with impunity. For most Western young women of today, being called a feminist is an insult. Millions of women live like this today. They are the poorest of the poor. Although women do 2/3 of the world's labor, they own less than 1% of the world's assets. They are paid less than men for the same work, if they are paid at all. And they remain vulnerable because they have no economic independence and they are constantly threatened by exploitation, violence, and abuse. The poorest and most backward societies are always those that put women down. Yet this obvious truth is ignored by governments and also by philanthropy. For every dollar given to a woman's program, $20 are given to men's programs.
I sometimes take some photos with it, without usually making my video reports using my mom's phone or my phone. And I started doing my reports to show to the world to know the truth and to let every person know what does Palestine mean and know how we live. As you can see, soldiers coming to take us our land, and we're very afraid right now. Killing us. We don't need any war. We don't need any blood. That's enough. We just want to live in peace and freedom. Without war, without killing, without hitting. Woo!
I joined YPG to protect my people and to protect the women especially.
Avanet işte onu. Şimdi. Ya mesela vedere mesela perde nefesler hosnaj bu jine de beje mesela Damajın zevci gerek hani tıştı pek beni güçlerini bilsin. Mesela ama ben tıştana mesela usta kabul nakın. Jen yani çoğu bu hazı gerek jen usta jiyan bıke. Gerek jen usta yani talimat jere neyin danin. Ama tıştı usta mına hazın ama ben tıştana güç am bana lanetle denin.
Ko ure. Che ai pota pa Nyamé, Nyanderekoaru Pirupi, Nyandewa, Arai Meme Ujapó, Peroporandu, Nyanderupé, Omeama, Pembaretera, Jaru Jurama, Uma, Uuporo, Unyomiraiwa, Epe, Nyanderui, Ramoma Tiajiroyete, Nyanderutoma, Petein Tein, Nyanderekoa, Awakwe, Kunyakwe, Mitakwe, Kunumikwe, Aiporma, Che, Nibopuruwa, Ko, Yasakwera, Aiko, Ajuk Motu, Ubuku Iri, Ramonjepe, Koaan, Chirekoarele, Abaeapo, Ajapoporama, Pame, Apupe, Aepe, Mumumumurumururu, Pimamota, Tatapu, Inua apu nyandemo barateama, aroporandua vi orere tepa me, oremo barateama, e ore rom baratepe ama.
C'est le murmure de l'eau qui chante, c'est le murmure de l'eau qui boue, c'est le murmure de ta voix qui me remplit de joie, tralala.